praise
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear God.
Bless.
Wonderful. Thank you, dear Jesus.
Praise you.
We worship. Why don't we sing that? It's number 18.
Isn't it love?
love of Jesus, something wonderful.
Hallelujah.
We praise you,
oh, Lord Jesus, God. We worship.
We thank you, Father, for your great love. We thank you that we can gather this morning, come together in your presence and offer up praise to you.
Hallelujah.
God, that we can say with all our hearts that you are worthy, great Lamb of God, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we pray this morning you'll give us a fresh sight of the King. You sitting on your throne, oh, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will get our eyes on the King today.
Jesus.
And Lord Jesus, fill our mouths with the praise,
and
the glory that you deserve.
Amen.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We worship you. We worship you with all our heart.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you thanks because you have done great things.
Done great.
Oh, we thank you for that, oh, God.
Yes,
and we give you all the honor
Lord.
And the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Shall we be seated?
Amen.
Yes.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city.
Come down now.
Sing this in Kingsburg years ago, and Sister Grace told us that Pastor Collis, Senior, not Brother Bob, but Brother Rudy, he never liked singing that last verse. Do you remember him saying that, Brother Franz? No. She said, she would tell us that when it came to prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love, here's my heart. Well, that's the good part. Take and seal it for thy thrones above. Brother Collis, Brother Rudy Collis, never liked to sing prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, because God had done such a work in his life when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, that changed. And he had such a burning desire for God. I remember hearing that as a teen and saying, I don't know if that could happen in me, you know? There were so many other voices, and I relate it more to prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. I could feel it in the most Holy Ghost meaning, you know, prone to leave the meeting, Lord. You know, come on, sitting there and watching everyone getting blessed and looking like they were actually enjoying a meeting. You know, I'd be like, I don't know if God could do that for me. I remember a time here at camp as a staff member. When you're up here, all these memories come back. And I couldn't wait for my night off, you know. We all get a night off. Do you still? No. No. I don't know. I don't know if you do. But, you know, that was a big thing, night off. And it was terrific because you looked forward to it. You had meetings every night, and we had meetings every morning and then mid-meetings. And finally got one night off, and it was fantastic. You get to hang out all by yourself up in the dark in the lean-tos, you know, hear things creaking and croaking in the night. But I couldn't wait for it. And I'll never forget what the Lord did for me one summer. It was my night off, and I had all my snacks ready, you know. And everybody was going to meet and have a good meeting, we'd say, you know, to each other. We did love the Lord. We weren't the heathens, you know. But it was like, I got my night off, and I'm up there listening to the crickets and stuff. And then I heard, you know, I hear a shout in the camp, worship, praise. So I wandered down a little bit by, you know, the men's room there, peeked around the corner. And this place is on fire, you know. My gang that I was waiting for to get back and that we could just have a good time, they're in here with their arms raised. I said, what's going on with them? And I had to get closer, snuck around, you know, by the laundry there, came up sneaking on the meeting. The place is, the Holy Spirit is being poured out. And you know, those who were with me with, you know, prone to wonder, were caught up in the presence of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And I was outside the camp. I'll never forget it. If I was a braver man, if I was more of a courageous kid, I would have wandered into this meeting. But I'll never forget that night. I felt the Holy Spirit pressing on me. I wanted so much to be in here. You know? Because when Jesus comes, you want to be there. You know? When the Holy Spirit falls, you want to be there. You want to get wet too. You want it to rain on you. You want to say,
Lord,
God, just take me and open my heart and fill me. And you know, I went back to my lean-to and I threw myself on my bed and I said, Jesus, I don't want to miss you. And I you know, those folks came back. And I looked at them, and the person I was rooming with, for the first time in a ever, in fact, you know what he did? He just got into bed, didn't want to talk to me. He was so, God had touched him, you know? That's not the part, that's not the nights we had. You know, usually crumbs, cookies, cake, and tossing stuff, shaving cream. This, sorry to bring that up, James. Deal with it.
Yes.
But you know, I'll never forget. And I got into bed too. The whole workers' lean-tos, this is almost unimaginable, was quiet that night. And I said, I took a night off, you know. I took a night off. I'm so thankful, though, that God, I might have missed him, but he didn't miss me. And the Lord did a work in me which I never thought he could do. And you know what it was? Not prone to wonder anymore. Sister Lisa, you knew me in my days of prone to wonder. Your brother helped me out a lot. Yeah, you should be sorry. You know, she met her husband because of me. And she holds it against me to this day. No. But you know, the Holy Spirit can do a work in us where our hearts aren't prone to wonder. Brother Collis was right. And that is such a supernatural miracle that God can turn things around to where your heart is prone towards him. I never thought I could love Jesus as much as I do today. I never thought that was possible, you know? But God can do that work in us. Don't miss him. Open your hearts to him. Sometimes it's just an act of obedience, isn't it?
Yes.
Just saying, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Meet me. I'm willing. And I'm thankful that God gave me that chance.